People of the region must be careful of a sectarian war that could spread throughout the region. These comments came from Turkish President Abdullah Gül while he was meeting with his Tunisian counterpart. Gül was referring to the Syrian crisis, which has claimed more than 70,000 lives and has created turbulence in neighboring countries such as Iraq, Lebanon, and Turkey.
We are thankful to the EU for lifting their arms embargo. The problems in Syria have affected Turkey very much. Turkey's goal is to protect the Syrian people. The war in Syria is becoming a sectarian and is spreading.
Although Turkish President Abdullah Gül warned the region against a full-fledged sectarian war, many believe him and his ruling AK Party are the ones fueling the sectarian flame. Ankara is accused of serving the interests of Israel and the United States by giving the utmost facilitation to the Al-Qaeda-linked militants currently fighting the Syrian government forces. Abdullah Gül's comments, however, have come under scrutiny by the country's main opposition parties. CHP MP Hassan Agul says the EU's decision was contradictory.
The European Union should identify who they are giving weapons to. The EU is saying they want peace and then they are giving weapons to terrorists. We should negotiate, not give weapons to armed groups.
Surveys on the Syrian crisis show that a majority of the Turkish population agrees with the Turkish opposition, as two-thirds of the population are opposed to government policies on the Syrian crisis. Meanwhile, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu is attending talks being held in Istanbul between the foreign-backed opposition known as the Syrian National Council. There are also representatives from Qatar and Saudi Arabia. The council has so far not been able to make a decision on the reshuffling of its chief or the U.S.-Russia-backed Geneva II talks. Analysts believe there are growing divisions inside the council as Qatar and Saudi Arabia are engaged in a power struggle. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.